Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah chaf hey. Mitzvah chaf hey, as we start Parshas Yisro. As the chinuch starts off, Ayish ba Yisro, Yish ba Shlosh, Yisro, Mitzvah Zaseh, Va'arba, Esar, Mitzvah Lo Zaseh. 27 mitzvahs here in Parshas Yisro, as we start off with the Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros, they're called 10 Dibros, but there are 14 mitzvahs in the Aseres HaDibros. There are only 10 Dibros, but 14. Because we're going to see that Avodah Zarah has 4 related to after today, which is Emunah. Avodah Zarah has 4 and Shabbos has 2. That's where you get the extra 4 from adding up to 14 mitzvos within the Aseres HaDibros. Just one or two points related to the Aseres HaDibros as a whole before we get to the first one, as we will start. The Me'iri writes in the Hakdama to Shas. In the Hakdama to Shas, this is on page Yud and Yud Aleph in the regular black editions. And the ones that I have, that even though in the Torah it is not recorded as 5 and 5 specifically, that's usually how we break them up. Our Mesorah is they have 5 Dibros on one column and 5 Dibros in the other column. Maybe the first 5 are what's called Ben Adam LaMakom, including Kibbutz of Aim, which we'll talk about, leads to Hakara of Hashem, or the last second 5, the second column, is Ben Adam Machadero. But the Me'iri says more than that, and that is that there is a connection between each one in the same line. 1 and 6, 2 and 7, 3 and 8, 4 and 9, 5 and 10. Says the Me'iri, some of them are more obvious than others. On the one hand, you have the first 2, 1 and 6. So Anochi Hashem Elokecha is parallel to Lo Sirtzach. Lo Sirtzach, murder. Why? Says the Me'iri, because the ultimate disrecognition, non-recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wiping out someone, wiping out their Tzelem Elokim. V'akofer b'mitziyuso, that's on the one level. The Me'iri goes one step further and says, if I deny the mitziyus of Hashem, it's as if kaviyachal, I'm killing him. When you deny the existence of somebody, it's as if you are killing them when you're not machshiv them. So that's how Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the belief in the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the opposite of Hariga Ritzicha, which is denying fully the Tzelem Elokim within a person. 1 and 6. 2 and 7. Also, Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim, other gods, Lo Sinaf. Znus, adultery. Many times throughout Tanakh, going away from God is compared to adultery. When we are being with another woman, we're being with another God. That's the connection between Avodah Zarah and Lo Sinaf. Skipping for a minute, 3 and 8. If you look at 4 and 9, 4 is Shabbos, 9 is false Eidos. Shabbos is all about giving testimony to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's why we stand for Vayechulu on Friday night, because that is Eidos. We give Eidos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the opposite of Lo Sana Bereacha Eit Shaker. And 6 and 5 and 10 is Kabed Avicha Vesimecha and Lo Sachmod. How do those connect? Suggest the Me'iri, or it's a little my interpretation of the Me'iri. Lo Sachmod is where I do not recognize my place in life. I want everybody else's stuff. I want everybody else's assets. That's Lo Sachmod. Kibbutz of Aim, I recognize that there are others that I need. I recognize exactly who I am and that I can't do it alone. That's Kibbutz of Aim, which we'll talk about more of these as we go further. But 3 and 7, we mentioned this thorn in the Parsha here a couple of years ago. What is the connection between Lo Sisa, which is bearing God, don't bear God's name falsely, and Lo Signo, stealing? What's the connection between the two? He says, you might say, because usually if you steal, you're going to have to swear falsely to deny it. Okay, that's one connection, but says the Me'iri even deeper. Lo Sisa, bearing God's name in vain. What does that mean? Remez l'masha darsh rabo seinu derach tzachos v'ha'ara. Lo Sisa, from the language of carrying. Don't carry the badge of God in vain. What does that mean? Shalot tehei meiniach tfilin v'holechu marame es abrios. I'm going to wear talis and tfilin. I'm going to look like an Orthodox person. And I'm going to go steal when nobody's looking. That's bearing, that's carrying God's name falsely. If I wear the badge of an observant Orthodox Jew, and then I go and I steal from people, Rachmana Litzlan, that's Lo Sisa and Lo Signo. Don't bear God's name falsely while stealing. Shezeo Nesia Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lashav, Vu Ke'inyin Geneva, Genevas Halev, Genevas Hadas, Shel Abrius. That is the Me'iri getting us into the act, and that is the Aseres HaDibros, 5 parallel to 5. One other point, and that is a topic of a separate shir, maybe we'll talk about it later in the Aseres HaDibros discussion as well. Rav Sadia Gaon writes, this Rav Sadia Gaon, I don't think Rashi quotes too many Rav Sadia Gaon's Al HaTorah. He does here, the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chav Dalid, Pasik Yud Beis. Rashi quotes Rav Sadia Gaon, who says that all 613 mitzvahs really could fall into the categories of the Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros are kolel in some deeper way all mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Sadia Pirish Bashara Shayisei Lachal Dibur V'Dibur Mitzvah Satulios Bo. You got to figure out exactly what's included, but that is what Rav Sadia Gaon. That is what Rav Sadia Gaon says. That Rashi quotes. There are a number of other Rishonim which relate to this idea as well. The Baliat Tosfos later in the Torah say that we know the king, we'll learn about hopefully sometime at the end of next year, towards the end, a king has to carry his own Sefer Torah besides the Torah that he writes for. Being a Jew, but he has to have his own Sefer Torah. He has to schlep his own Sefer Torah around wherever he goes, when he goes out to war, when he goes to eat, when he goes to take a walk, says the Bali Tosfos ala Torah. What he really has is a little cloth that has the Aseres Adibras on it. Aseres Adibras represent Kala Torah Kula, and therefore, that is why the Torah could call it the entire Torah, even though it's just the Aseres Adibras. There are many ideas behind this. We don't have time. Just one other. The Medrash in Parshas Naso says that there are 620 letters in the Aseres Adibras. 613 plus 7. What's the plus 7? So you could say it means the 7 mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. You could say it means the 7 mitzvahs of Noach, but they're really included in the 613. Unless you say there's a difference between the Jewish Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach and the Bnei Noach, but either way, that's also a connection on a deeper level. Aseres Adibras represents 613. Okay, so that's just 5 minutes related to the entire Aseres Adibras. But now let's get into the first one. Mitzvah Chav Hei, Mitzvah Ha'amana B'Metziyus Hashem Yisbarach, the Mitzvah of belief in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This is the basis of it all. This is the Mitzvah of Emunah Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Chinuch LaHa'amin SheYesh LaOlam Eloka Echad SheHimsi Kol HaNimsa. We believe that there is one God that causes everything else to exist. Umikocho v'chefso haya kol mashehu. And because of his will is why everything has existed up till now. V'shehoyah v'sheyiyah la'ade ad. And he was, and he is, and he will be. Hayahov v'yiyah. That is belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer HaChinuch says, you skip to the last line for a minute of the Chinuch. V'zos ben ha-mitzvah she'en lahem zman yadua. This is one of the mitzvahs that has no set time. Shekol yemei ha'adam chayav lios machshav azu. This is an eternal mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in the Hakdamah to his Sefer, there are six mitzvahs t'midios. There are six mitzvahs that apply every second of our life while we're awake. Guess what, we're sleeping too. Tomorrow's daf is going to talk about if you do mitzvahs when you're sleeping. But at least when we're awake, there are six mitzvahs that we all have to do. This chinuch, it was made famous by the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha on the first page of Orach Chaim, the first page of the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes this chinuch. Shavisi Hashem Lanegdi Tamid, says the Ramah at the beginning of Orach Chaim, says the Mishnah Berurah, how do you have Shavisi Hashem Lanegdi Tamid? You do the six mitzvahs t'midios. What are they? This is number one, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two is tomorrow's mitzvah, not believing in Avodah Zarah. Number three is Yichud Hashem, believing Hashem is unique. Four and five is Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Number six is Velos Asur Achril Vavchem Achrei Nechem. Don't follow your hearts and your eyes, as Hashem will talk about in a couple of minutes as well. Those are six mitzvahs t'midios. This is the first one that we're doing together that apply to every second of our life. The Rambam holds that this is a mitzvah asay. The Ramban holds that belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mitzvah asay. The Ramban in Parshas Naso, Anochi Hashem Alokecha, Hadibur Hazeh mitzvah asay, Sha'amar Anochi Hashem, Yorev Yitzaveh Otam She'yed'u V'yaminu Ki'esh Hashem, V'hu Elokim Lahem. There is a God, and He is all-powerful to do everything that He wants in the world. Klomar, Havi Kadmon Me'ito Haya, Hako Bechavis V'yecholes, V'hu Elokim Lahem, Shachayavim La'avod Oso. Right, this is the Ramban says that this is a mitzvah too. So Rov Rishonim hold this a mitzvah. Who does not hold this a mitzvah? The Bahag. The Baal Halachas Gedolos does not count Emuna in Hashem as a mitzvah, which might seem startling. Out of any mitzvah that you're going to count, oh, there could be a machlokas about Petar Chamor, some of the old, those mitzvahs, so details of other mitzvahs. Anochi might not be a mitzvah. So this is dealt with the Rambam. The Rambam in, what did the Rambam talk about this? The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah Aleph. This is the Rambam's Mitzvah Aleph, right? Because he has his own order, as we've spoken about. Mitzvah Aleph, says the Rambam. Hu atzivu yesher tzivanu laha'amin be'elokus. To believe in God, v'hushanamin she'isham eila. What does it mean to believe in God? To believe that there is an ultimate power source that keeps the world going. Mechadish b'chol yom tamid. V'siba hu poel l'chol adem sos v'amr yisbarach anochi Hashem alokecha. As the Gemara says in Makkos, tying Mitzvah Nemer lo l'moshe Sinai, we heard two straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anochi and lo yelecha. The Ramban there notes that this Rambam is implicitly arguing with the Bahag. As we mentioned, the Bahag does not count this Anochi as a mitzvah. Says the Ramban, I don't understand this. Keep in mind, we know the Ramban from Parshas Yisro. The Ramban himself holds that Emuna is a mitzvah zaseh. But what he does many times in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is to defend the Bahag, even though he doesn't hold of it. The Ramban, as we know, started the Beis Medrash in Sfarad. All that, he came up with unbelievable ideas, which his Talmidim then developed. Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran. He came up with all this, he was unbelievable genius. And he spent so much of his life defending the Shitas of others. Unbelievable Moser Haskel. He writes in the Hakdamah to his Melchamas Hashem, which was written to defend the Rif from the Balamor's attacks. He says, many times I agree with the Balamor, but I'm going to write this Sefer to defend the Kavod HaRishonim. This is another example of that. On Mitzvah Asei Aleph, the Ramban we know holds that Emun is one of the 613. He writes that in Yisro. But here he says, but I have to defend the Bahag. The Baal HaLachas Golos does not count it. So how is it, how could you say it's not a mitzvah? So number one, Rav Nevenzal points out in Parshas Yisro, it's not in a lashon of tzivui in the Torah. Believe in me. Doesn't say that anywhere. Don't do this, do that. There's no. What does it say? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I'm Hashem your God. Where's the lashon of tzivui? That's where part of where the Baha gets it from. But says the Ramban, v'nira midaito shalabal ha'halachos she'ein min yatayim mitzvahs ela gzeirosav yis'aleh. You know what a mitzvah is? Where God tells us to do something or not to do something. Says the Ramban, you know what the Bahag thinks? Anochi is a prerequisite for all mitzvos. It's not a mitzvah itself. The concept of a mitzvah does not make sense without a mitzvah. But how could you have a mitzvah? Believe in me. It's illogical, says the Bahag. You can't say believe in me. If I don't believe in you, then I don't understand the concept of a mitzvah. This is a prerequisite for mitzvos. It's not a mitzvah itself. God says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, once we believe, now we have 630 mitzvahs that we have to do or not do. All the mitzvahs flow from it. V'hu ma'amar ha-chachamim, amru lo gazar aleihem gzeros, amru lahem lav, l'kishe yekablu malchusi, egzar aleihem gzeros. Let them first accept my malchus, and then I will give them laws. Asu kabalos malchus inyan b'fnei atzmo, v'hamitzvahs anegzeros me'ito yisaleh me'inyan acher. This maybe is alluded to in the Mishnah in Brachas as well. What does the Mishnah say? Why do we say the first parsha of Kriya Shema before we do the second parsha of Kriya Shema? Why don't we say V'haya before V'yahavta? Why is it in that order? Because V'yahavta is Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. That comes first. After that, you can have the second parsha, Kabbalah Mitzvah, Schar V'onesh. First, you have to have Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. You have to have the first parsha. Once we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you can have the second parsha, V'haya Shema Tishmu. You believe in the mitzvahs, but first you have Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. That itself, says the Bahag, is not a mitzvah. Once we're on the discussion of the Rambam, just to point out a ha'ara that many achronim talk about, and that is the verb that the Rambam uses in Mishnah Torah and in Sefer HaMitzvahs is a different verb for this mitzvah. The Rambam says here in Sefer HaMitzvahs, as I read already, l'ha'amin ha'elokus. Again, this Sefer HaMitzvahs, remember, was written in Arabic, like the Pirush Mishnayos, so we don't have an exact translation, but I'm reading from the Frankel Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, Lahamin Ho'elokus, to believe. If you look in the Rambam Mishnah Torah, what's the beginning of Mishnah Torah? The Rambam says, Yisoda, Yisodas V'amodach HaChavos, Yudke Vavke, Leida Sheyesham, to know. Believe and know. So in English, those are two different words, but knowledge is based on an understanding. Belief is more based on even if I don't understand. So how do you have that? How is it belief and knowledge? So Rav Soloveitchik writes in Isha Halacha, and then in the Hebrew editions, page 21-22, the Rav says, because if you think about it, this mitzvah is kind of impossible to do. We have to believe in God and recognize God, but it's impossible to recognize God. So how could you have a mitzvah to recognize God and know God if you can't know God? He says, Mitzad echad, kava halacha ladoros, kidas Hashem hi mitzvah rishona b'minyan taryag. Mitzad sheni, hechzik b'toras ha-ta'arim ha-shaliliyim. What do we know about God? We know what he's not. He doesn't have a goof. He doesn't have chachma like we have. It's all about not. It's not about what he is. So it's a mitzvah. It doesn't really make sense. But maybe, I don't know if the Rav connects it to this, but maybe that's the two languages of the Rambam. It's a leida, but it's a lahamin, because we can't ultimately be leida. To do as much as we can to be a leida. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of lahamin. A lot of lahamin, because we can know what God isn't. We can't know what God is. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, right, I want to understand you. I want to see you understand your ways. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. Shahakara shalilas shma hakara. Yes, the Rambam says leida, because even knowing what God is not, that's also knowing God. It's also knowing God. But Ramanu Yodim, ki kal atzma shel ha-hakara ha-shlilis, efsheres rak al-reka ha-hakara ha-chiyuvis. Once we have a belief, then we can have some understanding, even though it will never be total. It will never be total. It starts off with, there is some recognition, even though there is not so much understanding. It's more of a recognition. That is the Rav, how you could use the Rav's idea to put together the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, where he says Lahamin, while in Mishnah Torah he says Leida. Just by the way, the first guess of Mishnah, in Mishnah Torah, where the Rambam says, Leida sheyesh sham matzui rishon. There is there. Sham doesn't mean in place. Where's there? Usually we say sham. Sham means hasam. Over here, sham. There's sheyesh sham. No, sham is existence. Sham matzui rishon. There is an existence matzui rishon. Sham doesn't always mean that it is a certain place. Yeah, like he writes in Hilchos Tainis, yesh sham yamim. There are some days that you say ni'ila. But it's not a place. Sham doesn't always mean a physical place, geographical, but just in existence. That's the first guess of Mishnah in Mishnah Torah. Okay, continuing a little bit more. So the Sefer HaChinuch says that there is a mitzvah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's continue for a minute. And that he was, is, and will be, and he wills everything to exist. Second line. And he is the one that took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Torah. Many Rishonim point out. The Kuzari points out. What does it say in the Aseret HaDibros? Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hoseisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Egypt. Why doesn't it say Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher baraticha shmayim v'aretz? Why doesn't it say I was born shmayim v'aretz? Why does it say asher hoseisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim? Because it's much more tangible and meaningful because they went through it. They went through it. You went through Yetzias Mitzrayim. And every year, as we discussed a couple of days ago, Chayav Adam Lirat Asmo Kilu Yatsami Mitzrayim. It's an experiential. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says this because this is a mitzvah that we understand that we went through. It's not something that happened years ago. We believe Riyasa Olam. No, Ashechi Hutzotzianu. You took the Yanim Mitzrayim and Asalanu Torah, and he gave us the Torah. Shneimer B'tchilas Asinas HaTorah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Chosen Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Upirusho Kilu Amar, as if he said Teidu V'Ta'aminu. There's both words. Teidu V'Ta'aminu. Sheyesh LaOlam Eloka, that there is a God. Kimilas Anochi Torah Al HaMetzius. Right, so Yitzias Mitzrayim. Belief in Yitzias Mitzrayim is part of this mitzvah. That's what we mentioned a few days ago. The Rambam does not have Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, Reb Chaim said, because that's all Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim. Believing that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is part of this mitzvah as well. There is a thought of the smak, Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, one of the Monia mitzvahs of the Rishonim. We mentioned this in a Haggadah Shir a couple of years ago. That was smak asked in Mitzvah Aleph. We know we're going to be asked six questions, Lasa Lavo, Gemara and Shabbos, Lamed Aleph. Question, Asad of Zata Be'emuna, were you honest in business? Did you set aside time for Torah? So all of them, we know what the source is. Did you set aside time for Torah? Yeah, there's a mitzvah to learn. Nasad of Zata Be'emuna, were you honest? Yeah, there's an Avera called the Signov, Midvar Sheker Terechach, there are Averas connected to that. Asak the period of Arivya, there's a mitzvah of Puravu. See, peace of Yeshua. Did you hope for Mashiach? Did you hope for the salvation? Where's the mitzvah? Where's the mitzvah? The hope for Mashiach? That's going to be one of our questions. See, peace of the Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. It's not in the... I went to the Sefer HaMitzvah Shir. It wasn't there. It wasn't in the 613. I didn't miss a day. Right? I was there every day. Out of the 613, there was not one mitzvah of waiting for Mashiach. So you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to him according to the smak? You're wrong. You discussed it in Mitzvah Chafei. Right? What mitzvah says the smak? Included in the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not only to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us in the past, but it's also to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem us in the future, and he has that koach. V'hu shetziyanu mimitzrayim ba'asalanu kol haniflos ve'ein adam nokev etzmo min lamata elokim machriz olam lamala u'bazet tali mashamar chachamim tzipis l'yeshua v'heichan kasem mitzvah zu. Ask the smak, where is this mitzvah? El shma mina bazet tali, is tali on this. Shekishem sheyesh lanu lahamin shetziyanu mimitzrayim dechsev anochi Hashem Elokecha asher oseisicha v'gomer. Just like we believe that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, v'al karch And therefore, me'achar shehu dibar hachi kamar, k'shem sh'ani rotzeh sh'taminu bi sh'ani otzei tzeisi eschem, kach ani rotzeh sh'taminu bi sh'ani eshem alokecham ani osir. I am going to take you out. We mentioned this in the Haggadah Shir, because we suggested that maybe that's why at the end of Halach Ma'anya, when we recognize Golus, we say, Hashata Hacha, Hoshana Ba Barad Yisrael. What are we talking about the Geul already? Right away. We're talking about the beginning of Magid. Maslo Bignus? No, because that's part of Anokhi Hashem Alkecha, recognition that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, is also recognizing the future. Okay, I'll continue two more minutes. Vinyan Hamana Zu, skip a line. Shorash HaMitzvah, I don't have to explain the Shorash HaMitzvah. It's the basis of everything. Vinyan Hamana Zu, Sheikva Benafsha, Sheemes Kane. We have to think about this every so often. Right, one of the whole Sefer, Bilvavi Mishkan Evnes, in his first volume, he writes, people do mitzvahs all day, but how many times a day do we think about God? We think about mitzvahs. How many times do we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's this mitzvah. Thinking about God. V'shiyef shachil of zebishim panim, and we can't live without Hashem. V'im yishol alav yashir l'chol shoshiz yamin v'libo, we believe. V'lo yode v'chil of zeh afil yom lo hargo. First one of those. This is the first of the big three. This is Yehari Val Yavar. Somebody forces me, is ma'anis me, avodah zarah. Not believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to give my life. To give my life for this mitzvah. If you skip down for a minute, the noheges b'chalmakam b'chalzman b'chalmakam b'zman b'zman, it applies to men, women, always. V'over alef, somebody violates this, ein lo chelek v'schusim Yisrael. He has no chelek and schus in Am Yisrael. One final source, you can't do emuna without doing Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Mamarim, in his two-volume work of all his letters, the first piece in Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says, he has like 10 questions, we'll just mention two of them. Two or three. Don't follow your heart. Chazal Darshan. What is your heart? Zu haminus. This means apikarsis. That's lo sasur achrei levavchem. Heresy. Esra b'chanan. Isn't heresy in the mind? It's not in the heart. Heresy is in the mind. So what do you mean lo sasur achrei levavchem zu haminus? It say should be. Don't follow your mind. Your mind. How could heresy, not believing God, come from the heart? Question one. Question two. How is it shayach to command somebody to believe something? Either he believes in it, or he doesn't believe in it. How is it shayach to command Anochi Hashem Elokecha? Number two. Number three. The Rambam writes that there were very, very smart people out there that weren't believers. The Rambam writes in one of his letters that Aristotle was on a level just below Nevuah. So the Rambam writes. So Asher B'chanan, how is it possible that he was so warped in his emunah? If he was so smart. Number four, says the Rambam, we know Emuna is one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Let's say you have somebody who's a farmer out in Utah. Farmer out in Utah, and he's a nice, wonderful non-Jew. Nothing wrong, he's going to go up there after 120 years, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, I'm sorry, you're going to have to burn a little bit. You didn't believe. He's like, nobody taught me. What are you talking about? Nobody taught me. Is he going to be held responsible? If somebody who was never taught can be held responsible for Anochi Hashem Elokecha, this is already a lead into the answer, says Rabbi Chanan, yes he is. Because Emuna is something perfectly logical and clear, and any clear-minded individual would realize it. Says Rabbi Chanan, if you ever, quoting the earlier sources, if you ever go to a piece of paper and you see writing on it, will you ever think, wow, ink splashed on it and words came out? If you ever look at a machine, would you look at a machine? Wow, a bunch of metal exploded and made this copy machine. It's crazy. Whenever there's order, whenever there's seder, obviously somebody created that seder. Says Rabbi Chanan, if when we were born, we had all our mental faculties, we would be in awe. Whoa, look at this world. It's just that by the time we're old enough to really think about it, we're used to it. If when we were born, we would have a full mental capacity, we would be amazed. We'd be amazed, first of all, what happened in utero, and be amazed what happens afterwards. Any thinking individual, the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, the greatest riot to a god is the human eye. The human eye. The lenses and the reflection and the refraction. So Rabbi Chanan, it's clear there's a god. How can you deny that? So why do some people not? What happened to Aristotle? The Torah tells us, Lo sikach shochad, ki ha-shochad ya'aver eni pikchim. If somebody doesn't want to believe in something, it doesn't matter how clear it is, they're not going to believe. Because there are emotional and other ritzonos that will cover up. The Torah says, shochad, bribery blinds. Bribery doesn't have to be monetary bribery. It can mean bribery of our hearts, of our taivas, of our ratzon. could have the greatest thing in the world, but again, it's you could be the smartest person. But if a person is not thinking clearly and see what's in front of him, then they're going to deny. So everybody will be held responsible because the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we all have to cough like Avram Avinu to believe, to figure it out ourselves. He quotes somebody once came to the Tumim. One of the Chachmei Hagayim came to the Tumim, one of the great Achronim, and said, it says in your Torah you have to go after the majority. Right? Achrei Rav Mahatos. So most of the world doesn't believe in your God. So you must be wrong. Achrei Rav Mahatos. So says the Tumim, you don't go after the majority if there's a doubt. You don't know what, you don't have a doubt, so you can follow the majority. But if there's no doubt, then you don't follow the majority. It's all clear. 100%. If you know everybody else is wrong, if you're the minority, but if you know everybody's wrong, 100%, so then there is no following the rove. It's like somebody coming out, you're passing by a tavern, says Rabbi Chanan, and there's 1,000 totally drunk people there that can't stand up. And they say, look, you're a minority. You can't think, we must be right. Whatever we think, because we're the majority. No, obviously, they're drunk. They're drunk, they're not thinking clearly. Says Rabbi Chanan, it's the same thing here. Emunah is purely logical, and there's no reason that anybody cannot come to that Emunah. Doesn't mean you have to become Jewish. Chassidus doesn't mean that. If somebody isn't, it could be, not everybody's supposed to become Jewish, but everybody out there has to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first Maimar in Kovitz Mamarim. Okay, we have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue with Avodah Zarah tomorrow.